Hello, I'm your host, Brenda Nelson. I am Vice President at Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. I am also the Agency University Manager and Southwest Region Agency Operation Manager. My guest today is a 35-year veteran of the title industry, primarily in the sales capacity. He started with Old Republic in 2015, and he currently is the New England Sales Manager. He leads the sales and marketing efforts for that area. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Jim Siflard. Hi, Jim. Thanks for joining me.
Sure, Brenda. It's great to be here.
Absolutely, Jim. As you know, on our show, we are highlighting some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they can overcome those obstacles. One mistake that we'd like to shine a light on is coming back with the same old pitch. Sure. Would you mind explaining what that might look like?
Sure, Brenda. That's a great question. A lot of times when we have a follow-up meeting with either a prospect or a customer, you may be tempted to use that same old pitch, you know, that easy, comfortable, what's familiar to you pitch, one that might promote your basic offering again, but doesn't necessarily emphasize what is new or what can drive value for them specifically. So this is not what you need to do. It can really overwhelm the customer, be repetitive, and leads to a non-productive meeting. See, a more effective tactic, Brenda, would be to use strategic selling techniques. Now, what are those? This involves asking, good probing questions of the customer, trying to find their pain points. What keeps them up at night? You could ask them a question like, if there was one thing they could do to streamline their organization and make them more, productive and profitable, what would that be? Now the customer will usually have a good answer for that because it's on their mind. But if they do struggle answering this, then that's an opportunity for you to lead them to one of your solutions by highlighting a common issue and explaining how your offering can help them bring value. Also, remember, very important when strategic selling, once you ask the probing questions, then stop talking and listen. Too often, we as salespeople, we talk over the customer and we don't listen enough. So again, once the customer tells you what they're thinking, then you can leverage the correct solution from your offering.
Well, it's a good point to ask the question, but then to stop and listen. I mean, that's a great point.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me a time where you made one of these mistakes and how you might have remedied it?
Sure. Another great question. Let's see. I've had a lot of tech-savvy customers over the years. One in particular was in Boston, and I made the mistake of not looking at all my notes from a prior meeting, and I pitched the same software offering we had already discussed. So now this customer was like most, very curious and looking for the latest product and service or industry trend. So I was a little embarrassed when he told me we had already mentioned that and discussed that the last time. So I was able to quickly move on as I was prepared with another solution to discuss, but lesson learned, know what ground you've covered, so you don't waste their time. Always keep it fresh and current when promoting your offering.
Good points. So bottom line me, what's the best way to recognize and manage mistakes?
Okay, we're at the bottom line stage. Sure, it really comes down to knowing your customers well. I mean, stay in touch and maintain that monthly access to them. This is really critical to keep that connection. Because if mistakes are made and you have a good working relationship with them, then they will usually bring them to your attention so you can deal with them. But if you have a long lag time, you haven't spoken to them for a while, you run the risk of compounding mistakes. And also, three things to remember, Brenda, about managing mistakes, if you will. Number one, admit your mistake. Acknowledge your responsibility and move forward. The customer will really respect you more for that. Don't try to run from your mistakes. Number two, learn from the mistakes so you don't repeat them. Mistakes can be best teachers sometimes. And if you work to understand your mistakes, it becomes a great form of self-education. And number three, try to move beyond your mistakes quickly. Don't dwell on them, but rather use them as a stepping stone away from the past. And, that said, I'll give you, my last bit of bottom line advice in order to mitigate mistakes. Know your customers well. Keep them curious and always bring something new. More importantly, something of value to the table. Remember, just don't go back with that same old pitch. this way that we'll always look forward to your next visit.
And I bet you'll always look at your notes next time, won't you?
Exactly.
Well, Jim, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for your expertise. It was incredibly enlightening. And thank you, listeners, for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.